This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. It is time for the G-Bag of the Day. Best audio for the world of sports, pop culture, talk radio, and or the internet. Oh, yeah, we play them all, vote on which one we like the best, and that is your G-Bag of the Day. Now, we do have a vacated title, Chris Arnold versus Jared Sandler. It went five-time status on Friday. So we have six new hopeful challengers all trying to become the next G-Bag of the Day. Segment's brought to you by Christine Cannon.
Cannon. He steps back.
And 1-800-LAWYERS. If you've been hurt in an accident, not your fault, call the office of Franklin. Franklin, 1-800-LAWYERS, official lawyers of the Tolo. All right, let's just start here at the top. Make our way to the bottom. First challenger here, first nominee, is a regular participant in the G-Bag of the Day. One of the greatest comedians going right now, that's Bill right. Burr. What's he talking about today, Lucius?
He says women are overrated.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, man. He lost the whole audience when he said this, too. He was on the Conan O'Brien show, y'all.
No, like the roles were defined back then. Now the guy has to throw the milk. He has to clean it up while telling his wife she's brave for just sitting there. Like whatever that is. Can you hear it? Oh, I know. Women are so overrated, right? We went from...
We went
from not listening to them to now it's ridiculous. Like that believe women. It's like all of them. How about 85%? I'll give you 87%, all right? But that last 13% that keys your car, lights your shit on fire, and puts a family pet in a pot of stew.
Who put a pet in a pot of stew?
Glenn Close.
I miss tougher parenting and evidence. Those are the things that I miss from my childhood.
Evidence?
Yeah.
You mean
due process?
Right.
Somebody says something happened and then someone else goes, well, I said it happened this way, like the old gumshoe shows. Then they had to figure it out.
Right.
Yeah, that doesn't exist now on social media. It's just
right.
Like it's just frontier justice.
Right.
You feel how nervous everybody just got in here? The fact that I just suggested that there should be due process? This guy's talking crazy, man. He just joined ISIS?
This is what I'm saying.
And then the woos that they agreed, but they didn't agree when it counted.
Love it, dude. Roast my guy.
Man, that's strong stuff.
I mean, honesty made people very uncomfortable.
Yeah, you see that?
He's not as brilliant or as vulgar, but there's kind of like a woke like George Carlin vein in there where, you know, he's kind of pointing some stuff out about society that's messed up. I do think society's overcorrecting on a lot of things because we were just so bullheaded for the longest time and gave no consideration to people from other backgrounds. But yeah, like... acceptance of whatever accusation is there. Or, you know, the other big one, and I hate to bring this up, actually, I regret bringing it up now that we had the tragedy discovered at White Rock Lake with another transgender victim of murder, and maybe these are tied together. There might be like a transgender serial killer posse running around out there doing damage, which sucks. But, the transgender athlete story has gotten to a point now where I feel like I'm going to offend somebody if I say you should not be able to be born a man and compete against women, like how dare you is coming at me. I'm like, okay, I can't just stand by and let it happen.
It's weird, uncharted territory, really.
Yeah.
Because like I saw a story this morning, I think it was a track and field one, where someone who competed in track and field a year ago as a woman.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Or as a man is now competing as a woman and winning.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Of course.
12 months ago, you were... male, and whatever it is that you do to alter the testosterone or whatever, you have the body structure, the everything that you were born with.
Yeah.
You're going to win. Where's the competition in this? Why would you even want to?
And I don't think any men would intentionally just go be a woman to win in sports.
Juwan a man did.
Oh, yes. Oh, there you go.
Okay,
Juwan, there
that
is Juwan a man.
A little different.
That, which was an awesome movie. But there's a lot of scientific stuff other than just testosterone or estrogen that explains our physical prowess.
Yes.
Like I was reading even the reaction times, like from our eyes see something and then the signal goes to the brain and then it goes to your feet or hands, right? That's how you play sports. Ours are 25% faster than female brain waves from brain to hands and feet. 25% faster. So you watch little kids playing sport, whether it's basketball, and a quarter second after Johnny says, oh, the ball's off, Jane says, oh, the ball's off, I better go get it. So not only are they faster and stronger, quicker to the point of attack once the brain decides it, but they didn't evolve in a way that required those sort of quick twitch decisions happening not only inside the muscle fibers, but brain to muscle. So it's like three or four different ways. But again, the original premise is now we're getting such to a point that if I say no, if you're born one sex, you should have to compete in that sex's divisions for the rest of your life. Now I'm the bad guy for saying that or for being strong on that. Like, no, you know, like I'll get it if your soul or yourself or whatever is inside of us that's not our body. If that part of you is feminine instead of masculine, I'll respect that. But you can't then go compete against inferior athletes.
Yeah, your aren't body they all trying to compete against women.
Yeah.
Whether it's a man becoming a woman.
Yeah.
Or a
nobody's
woman
trying to flip
a man.
It. Yeah. Ain't nobody flipping.
Everybody's like,
on.
I want to compete against the women.
Yeah. I want to take testosterone as a born woman and compete against women because now I feel like a man or. Yeah. You know, and I know there are a few women, perhaps even the wrestler that we had a couple of years ago, the high school wrestler, Mac.
Oh, yeah.
And she, who was transitioning to male, wanted to continue to compete against boys, right? That was the deal
yes,
there?
Yes, yeah. That was male transitioning to female, I believe, and they made compete as a female?
I think it was the other way around. I think it was a female converting to the name Mac.
Okay.
And she wanted to take testosterone and compete against the boys, but they're like, sorry, you can't do that. You still have to compete against the girls.
Yeah, because the rule was like whatever you're born as on your birth certificate. And like, so all the parents of people that person is going against, like, this is unfair.
Yeah.
And he was like, yes, this is unfair. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
I want to do the sport. Yeah. I want to compete against the ones that I identify with.
Yeah. Okay, Corey
I just want to say real quick, if you like Bill Burr and George Carlin, you'll like Bill Hicks.
Okay.
Bill Hicks.
I'm gonna have to go download some
yes,
of that
sir.
Bill Hicks, too.
Yes,
Corey is a major creeper. Has been nominated.
From the 972, man, Corey sounds like the biggest creeper at times. Yeah. We had an off-air conversation. Yeah. I swear, if you guys heard it and it's tied into a drop that we have from years ago that we shouldn't bring back up, you would think he was even creepier.
This is true.
I'm not that creepy.
I mean,
don't repeat it.
Right.
Then that'll definitely
Oh, about
reported.
My 14-year-old wife? Yeah.
One time I was holding my girlfriend upside down during sexy time.
She was 14 in a picture.
Oh, my God. No! Stop what you're doing. What are you doing? Stop talking. I'm going to bail you out and keep you unemployed by just yelling and not letting you talk. Why are you thinking about talking? Don't even think about talking.
We knew each other when she was 14.
Oh, my God. Take that, Japanese school children.
Well done by the KNC masterpiece. Once again, the fools with no rules back inside the G-bag of the day. So Corey found a picture of his wife from back in the day, and she was like, man, you're a cute little 14-year-old there. That became very inappropriate off the air. But Kevin decided to drag it onto the air. Holy cow. Hey, my co-host is a pedo. Let me tell you all about it. Heavyweight champ, we're going to move on. Heavyweight champ Andy Ruiz talking about his upset victory.
Yeah, he ain't broke no more.
We've been working really hard, man, really hard. And I felt...
No, you hadn't.
I wanted to prove everybody wrong. All the doubters thinking that I was going to lose in the third round, first round. I was looking at comments as well. But what do you know, man? I'm the first Mexican heavyweight champion of the world.
They're not more popular.
Mom. I love you. I love you, and our lives is going to change. We don't have to struggle no more. thanks to God, everything happened for a reason, baby. Man, that's crazy that happened, right? Man, that was my first time in the canvas. And when I was in the canvas, I was like, whoa, what the hell just happened? But I had to get him back, you know? I had to get him back. I think that's when the Mexican blood in me and the Mexican warrior that I have, I had to return the favor.
Congratulations for becoming the champ. There should be a rematch maybe November or December over in the UK. He was training hard.
Are they going to go back to the UK?
Yeah.
Oh. He didn't work that hard. Yeah, that's Anthony Joshua. He didn't work that hard.
Not on his diet.
Right. He worked hard. He didn't work that hard.
Yeah, I mean, I think at some point you have to just say, you know what? I love eating steaks and ice cream.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and be as good of an athlete I can possibly with eating as much of that stuff as I want. And you have to work extra hard.
No, yeah, I mean, that's fine. That's fine. Well, I like him. I'm a big fan now. I hope that he wins the rematch. Lucius, I just don't want to hear how hard you work if you don't diet.
You found that audio. Why were there not more people clapping when he said he was heavyweight champion?
Where was he?
Three I don't know. People clapped.
I think everybody's still asking Joshua what's going on with him.
Okay. I was like, why nobody's like seems to give it? Like, all right.
Isn't it crazy, though, in boxing, you can get all the way to the top. You're playing for the championship, and you're still broke?
Yeah, you know? Right.
And fat.
Yep. He was worth $700K. That was his value. $700K, as much as he's worth. He made $7 million.
Wow.
In that fight.
Well done,
we
Andy.
He ain't broke no more, mama.
Okay, how about Mike Francesa? He got trolled by a caller.
Yeah, let's see if you can pick
he
it up.
He probably wasn't hungry, though. That's a good thing. Might have been broke.
He had fuel in his body. Plenty.
Yes, Mike.
Hey, Mike, what's going on? First time, long time.
Good, what's up?
I have the cure to the Mets bullpen, if you're willing to listen.
How extensive is it?
Well, it's not expensive. What we're going to do is this. We're going to move Syndergaard to the bullpen.
Oh, no.
Let him figure out his problems over there.
No, that's not.
And then we'll bring up Jon Snow and Tyrion Lannister to really compete for that fifth spot.
That's not happening. Sorry, Mike. I mean, I understand you might think that makes sense. It doesn't make sense. It really doesn't.
So he has no idea. The dude just named two Game of Thrones characters.
Just say who one time. If you don't know who you're talking about, say who.
He had to act like a know-it-all still.
Just say who?
That's not happening.
Oh, no.
You and I both know Snow ain't got it.
So the appeal is that you call into a show and he makes you feel stupid while being uninformed about sports.
Yep.
Like, that's the whole show?
Yep.
The uninformed old crotchety guy tells you you're stupid.
Only to his first time, long times.
Man.
You got to start off like that, apparently.
Okay.
There might be hope for me yet, Jeff.
Yeah, don't hate.
I think I can do that.
No, I'm not hating. I got a new plan. If it doesn't work out here, switch the personality up a little bit.
Okay, Nintendo could have picked different characters to celebrate Pride Month.
Did you see that photo of Mario and Luigi making out?
No.
They were coming out of the little sewage pipe, and they were making out together, and everybody thought it was from Nintendo themselves. But it wasn't.
Out.
It was some troll account putting that out there.
Okay.
But everybody had already took the pill at that point.
No, y'all ain't about to do that. Hey, listen, Slim. Do y'all know these is brothers? This, they're related. They are blood brothers. You don't do that's. This is deeper than some gay now. This is incest. This is some wild. This is some whole other. Not even no other. This is y'all do. Y'all gonna really try to make Mario and Luigi? I've never seen no. I've never heard of no story like this. Not on Mario. Not on Jerry Springer. Not on Steve Wilkos show. For two brothers to be gay and sexually active with each other. Could have been different if they was. You know what I'm saying? They was just two random characters on the game. They ain't know each other. Okay, I see what y'all trying to do for Pride Month. I understand. You know what I'm saying? I see what y'all doing. But y'all gonna make two brothers who was clearly trying to princess. And y'all gonna make them kiss. This is blasphemy. This is beyond blasphemy.
I got found, a little Stephen A. in this little sauce. You hear
it. I found the tweet and the picture. Did you see the picture of them kissing?
Yeah, I seen that.
So the Twitter handle is at Nin. Tedo America. It's
well
missing
played.
A letter there, but yeah, apparently people bought it.
Yep.
It was coming from Nintendo.
Pretty good trolling. Yeah, you probably wouldn't have brothers or entertainment marketed to 9-year-olds to be, you know, celebrating Pride Month that strongly. Don't think that'd be good for business. But yeah, a lot of fun to be had, and a lot of people got pulled into that.
Oh, they got really upset.
I think there was a White House aide who went on a rant about it. And what it's saying about, you know, where we're going as a country and what we're putting on the spotlight and all that.
Yeah, we're trolling everybody.
Okay. You can't have two big bushy mustaches, can you?
Kissing people? Yeah, it's like two magnets.
The geometry's off.
Okay, and then you have Rude Jude and Bill Bellamy talking about getting pulled over.
Yeah, they were talking about what to say, how to say it, and Rude told a story.
Yes. And you know what? If you use your regular voice when cops pull you over, you really sound like you off an episode of Breaking Bad.
Dog, yo, I remember, yo, I did that.
Sound like you just made some crystal meth.
I was driving home. This was before I moved out to LA, and I was driving down 75, and I got pulled over in Troy going 90.
Oh, Lord.
And the cop was like, "Do you know how fast you were going?" I was like, "Nah." He was like, "90. I was like, "Damn, for real?" He says, "Yeah, for real. Get out the car for real. Put your hands on the top of the car for real." I was like, I guess I won't say that no more.
Oh, yeah, that didn't work for you.
I was really amazed because I was driving a Hyundai. I didn't even know they went that fast. I was like, for real? Damn.
Yeah, for real.
There he is, Rude Judy. He is a popular DJ.
Yeah. Remember, he fought with words. Floyd Mayweather back in the day. Your fights are boring.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's where that voice did sound very familiar.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there they are, Rude Jude and Bill Bellamy talking about their experience getting pulled over. For real? That didn't go well. Okay, is it Bill Burr? Is it Corey's a Major Creeper? Is it the heavyweight champ Andy Ruiz? Is it Mike Francesa? Is it Nintendo? Mario Luigi Pride Month? Or is it Rude Jude and Bill Bellamy? Mike?
Andy Ruiz for getting three people to clap for him for winning that match.
Lucius?
I'm riding with Bill Burr because he inspired me to say that all men aren't trash and all women aren't clean.
Jethro?
Just saying.
Nintendo. Well, Nintendo.
By a score of 2-1. He's done it. The champion. And now G-Bag of the Day champion, Andy Ruiz. And by the way, yeah.
For the three.
Yeah, it was great. He won. He had some good. That was awesome. This is his moment.
Yeah.
He's a fat athlete.
Yeah,
he hits that
glorious.
Dude in the ear.
You're
Nobody
right.
really
it's
hits
glorious.
Anybody on the ear, man.
It's glorious.
Think how much food he's going to have now.
We had somebody tweet, wasn't John Ruiz the first Mexican heavyweight champion? And I thought, that's a good question. I've been thinking about that all day long. I went ahead and Googled it up. John Ruiz was born in Massachusetts. So he's of Mexican descent.
Okay.
This is the first.
That don't count.
So you have to be born in Mexico to be the first Mexican champion?
I'm born on a Mexican.
I guess so.
I get confused.
This is brand new to me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.